right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoor. There's a nice breeze blowing today.
Jib that thing around over here. Tack the sail.
I'm going to send you to sailing class because you're obviously confused.
Jive that sail.
Jive that sail.
My goodness. Oh my Jib, jive, Sean O'Donnell, our next guest. He's probably rolling his eyes as he prepares to come on board our ship.
Please, Sean, save Bill. He's about to crash into the dock.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm pleased anytime anybody is interested in getting going with sailing.
Boy, I tell you, you gotta work out of the hole with Bill Barty.
But no kidding. I've tied our boat up via the granny knot over
the
here.
Triple
Sean.
Granny.
My specialty. Of course, that's the way I tie my shoes, too. So you're coming aboard at the perfect time with Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here, the Carolina Outdoor guys welcome you.
But before you start, Sean, would you explain to Bill the difference between a rope and a line?
Oh, gosh. You know what? All the cool kids now are saying ropes. All the big racers are using the word ropes. It's a little bit passe, but they're using it because it's so uncool that it's now cool.
Bill, you've arrived. So uncool, you're cool.
I know it.
It's like an out-of-date outfit from the 70s. It becomes cool again at some point.
He's the anti-cool.
Hey, I resemble that remark. I've just now started calling fly poles fly rods. I was completely trained on that, too.
In fly fishing, we say the difference in a rod and a pole is about $300.
Listen, let's go ahead and step all in. Welcome, Sean O'Donnell from Lake Norman Sailing to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager, Bill Barty. We, of course, live in the fly fishing world, and fly fishing is looked at as a sport that is aspirational, which to us means there are a lot of people who are doing it, and then a whole lot of people who want to do it. And that's kind of the way I parallel sailing. There are a lot of people who are doing it, but a lot of people who want to do it. And I think that's where Lake Norman Sailing happens. Tell us about the business and the fleet and everything that Lake Norman Sailing's got going on.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head. There are two ways to sail generally. You own your own boat, and you either have it on your dock, on your million-dollar waterfront home, or you are a part of a yacht club, and those are wonderful things. The other way to do it is through community sailing centers. We're Lake Norman Community Sailing, and it was the brainchild of a guy named Larry Vitez, who opened the doors 9 years ago. And the idea is that we own the boats, and for a very small amount of money per year, someone who has absolutely no experience sailing can walk in the doors without any stress and just say, look, I don't know anything, take me. And we can get them from zero to 60 for a few hundred dollars a year. And that's what we're proud of, making sailing sort of accessible and easy, safe, and affordable. And that's the whole gig here at Lake Norman Community Sailing.
Well, it sounds perfect, and we're going to get you to kind of walk us through the location. And then, of course, I assume here we are at the front end of July, so to speak. A lot of people who have had a month of summer in their rearview mirror with June, and they have the rest of July and into August to kind of tackle some of these hobbies that they've always planned to take on. Tell us where Lake Norman Community Sailing is and how we access it.
Sure. So we are at Blythe Landing Park. For people not familiar, it's exit 25 off of I-77. Blythe is B-L-Y-T-H-E, Blythe Landing Park. It's a county park. Mecklenburg County is our landlord. We have a lease with them, and we're partnered with Cornelius Parks and Rec as well. We sort of co-pilot some youth sailing camps through the summer. But Blythe Landing Park is a county park. We're all the way at the back by the boat ramps. We have a log cabin style building, which is a county building that we refurbished. We built our own maintenance building, and you kind of wanted to know how to get in here. When you call us or walk in the front door, we hear it all the time. I'm new to sailing. I did a little sailing when I was young. I don't know what else to do. And we take it from there. We can get someone set up with actual lessons, or we can sell them a membership, what we call a pass. And with that, the adults can learn to sail by doing. We have twice a week structured sails where the person can walk in into the classroom environment for about 20 minutes, get a little bit of education, get partnered up with a more experienced sailor. Out we go. We rig the boats together. We sail around some buoys in a race format together. We do that on Wednesday afternoons and Saturday mornings every week throughout the year. And we do it on 19-foot Flying Scott sailboats. We also have a fleet of Sunfish sailboats. We have a dozen paddleboards, stand-up paddleboards, which are very, very popular. And we have nine kayaks. In addition to all that, we have a bunch of youth boats and programs and camps throughout the summer. So people walk in the door and they say, I want to charter a boat in the Bahamas someday. And how do I get going? And it always starts with a smaller boat. And some people graduate onto larger boats. We do have a keel boat here that people can access, a Hunter 25. But sometimes they fall in love with these smaller boats, and it depends on where they want to take it. And it always starts with the basics.
All right. Tell me about these lessons from start to go. What's it cost? How long till I can solo, if you will, and competently get out into the lake and then back to the harbor there? How long sure. is this going to take? What's it going to cost me?
Okay, so lessons are $250. We do our lessons typically on weekends. Not everybody can do a weekend, so we accommodate people who just work on weekends, for example. But for $250, we have 3.5 hours on a Saturday, 3.5 on a Sunday, and we have instructors here at the Sailing Center that we groom over the winter, people that are experienced. And we have a little bit of classroom, maybe 30, 40 minutes on the first day, so people have an academic idea of what's going on. We have an air-conditioned building with a classroom environment for about 30, 40 minutes. Then we go out on the water. Two students with one adult instructor on the boat, and we sail back and forth from one buoy to another with little flags on them to help remind you of what direction the wind is. And we tack and we jibe and we trim the sails in and out and we figure out where to sit and the whole bit. And it's mostly learning by doing, and we find that's the most successful way to go about it. So people walk in the door with absolutely no experience or some level of experience. And they always say that it was nice to build a little foundation. And that's the paying $250 for the lessons. People can buy a membership here and learn by doing on those Wednesday and Saturday structured sales that I mentioned.
Sean O'Donnell is our guest from Lake Norman Community Sailing out there at Blythe Landing Park. He's telling us about the wonderful sport of sailing here with Don Yeager and Bill Bartee, the outdoor guys on the Carolina Outdoors.
So one of my life goals has always been to be a pirate. So to be a competent pirate, how long is it going to take me to learn to sail like that?
Okay, so to be 100% honest, some people can watch a YouTube video and jump in a boat and they're pretty good to go. Some people take a lot longer. They might take 2 or 3 months. And so we recognize that. And when somebody takes a lesson, we know that that's just the foundation. What we encourage them to do is buy a pass here, a membership, if you will, and then come to these twice-a-week structured sails where they can get time in the boat, not only as crew, but as skipper driving. And our existing members here recognize that to build a membership, they need to sort of groom the newer sailors. And there's a sort of a spirit of cooperation, not just here, but even in yacht clubs, people are good about this. Sailing is a tight community. And the more experienced sailors really want to groom the newer people to bring them along quickly, because it's just kind of the culture. Oh. And so, the passes are per year for an adult is $330 for a 12-month pass. And you can use the equipment 7 days a week, sunrise to sunset, which is pretty neat. And for most people, they can, after about 6, 7, 8 times out on the boat, they're usually comfortable enough to rig the boat, tack, jibe, return to the dock without hurting themselves. And then de-rig the boat. It's not that hard.
Oh, I like a teacher that says that. And that your explanation there brings a whole new meaning to the community portion of Lake Norman Community Sailing. And Sean O'Donnell is our guest here. We oftentimes have Al Conklin, meteorologist from WBTV, down the hallway, come on and talk about weather and conditions and all of that. And Sean, we're going to put you in that seat, not the full meteorology seat, but tell us how Lake Norman is to sail on. How has the summer been as far as winds and conditions, and how do you foresee it finishing up for the summer and into the fall?
Good question. Sometimes an inland lake like Lake Norman can be a little light on wind. And usually the Flying Scot needs a good 3, 4, 5 miles an hour of wind to move, you know, well through the water. It sails well in lighter air. It holds up pretty well in that 12 to 13, 14 mile an hour environment. It's a fairly stable boat, but nimble enough to move in those lighter winds as well. August is a rough month for sailing. The winds are quite light. We play it by ear. Area thunderstorms are always a concern. We're always checking the radar. Like yesterday, for example, we were unable to go out in the water. We had area thunderstorms. And we just stayed inside and went over some concepts that people were asking about. So there's always something to learn and do. It's very social. And the other thing is some people took paddle boards out on the days where there's no wind or maybe some area thunderstorms. They can go out on the stand-up paddle boards, have a great time, flop around in the water, get wet. And so that's why we bought those stand-up paddle boards. We knew that some days there's no wind, and people still want to get out in the water. And so that's how we do it.
That's a better answer than I thought. I thought they were there for the people who failed the sailing portion of the class. Sean O'Donnell, Lake Norman Community Sailing, the website, very important, lnsailing.org, a very powerful Facebook page as well. Sean, thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.